Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. There are new assistance programs to help support the Canadian oil and gas sectors during the pandemic. The Government of Canada will invest $1.7 billion to clean up inactive and orphan oil wells in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and British Columbia. The goal is to create immediate jobs in these industries and to meet environmental goals. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I'll start with the energy sector. Right now, workers and families are struggling because of things beyond their control. Both the devastating effects of the pandemic and the price war driven by foreign interests are a challenge. As a result, companies have had to slow down or pause their operations, leaving too many people out of work. To help these workers, our government will invest $1.7 billion to clean up orphan and inactive wells in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and BC. These wells, which are no longer in use, can be detrimental not only to our environment, but to people's health.
In addition, $750 million will be invested in an emissions reduction fund that focuses on methane. Of that amount, $75 million will go to offshore producers in Newfoundland and Labrador to help those areas reduce their emissions. Through the oil well and methane programs, the federal government estimates that 10,000 jobs will be maintained across the energy sector. Mid-size energy companies have been facing significant challenges during COVID-19. The Prime Minister said Friday that the federal government is working to support those companies with credit. Financial support is on the way to Canadian small businesses and individuals who are ineligible for some of the ongoing emergency economic measures, like the wage subsidy and business account. The federal government announced that $962 million will go to regional development agencies and community futures networks. $270 million will go to support innovators and early-stage development firms. And $500 million will go to Heritage Canada to support artists, creators, and athletes. Minister of Canadian Heritage, Stephen Guilbeau, translated officially in English.
Le gouvernement du Canada est très conscient de...
Minister Guilbeau speaking. The government is very proud to provide assistance to these sectors. We stand behind those who are using their passion and their works to liven our lives.
$100 million to establish a COVID-19 emergency support fund for cultural, heritage and sports organizations. Le gouvernement du Canada débloquera $500 million.
Minister Guilbeau, the government will provide $500 million for organizations in culture, heritage and sport.
The targeted measure will provide financial support that is consistent with the government's existing COVID-19 support measures for wage and fixed costs for organization. It will be administered by Canadian Heritage with the support of many of our partners, such as the Canada Council for the Arts.
Quebec will soon receive medical support from the Canadian Armed Forces. 125 members with healthcare training will be deployed to help Quebec in their long-term care facilities. The Prime Minister confirmed the information on Friday. The province has made two earlier requests for armed forces intervention during the pandemic. Quebec maintains the highest amount of confirmed COVID-19 cases and related deaths in the country. Nationally, nearly half of COVID-19 deaths have been in long-term care facilities. As of noon on April 17th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 31,407 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 1,250 deaths. Over 503,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 17th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.